Peace. This is Yasin. No more parties in SA. Please tell them no more parties in SA. Hey, home affairs, I don't need to stay. I'll leave and I'll stay away. I committed no crime any place. Why these police up in my face? Why they raid in my place? Why I don't feel safe? This is not an expression of fear. This is just to make things clear. My intentions are pure and coming here. And that's for everything I love or hold dear. Umi's in the building. So is my wife and my children. I've committed no crime. Why is the state wasting my time? They must be out of their minds. I forgive them. That's the spirit of divine. I just want to go where I'm wanted, where I'm loved. Stop fronting. Where I live is my choice. You cannot mute my voice. Thank you, Kanye West, for being a real friend. A real friend. A real friend. No more parties in SA. Please. No more parties in SA. I heard your choice the first time. I'll go away. And when I leave, that's exactly where I stay. This is not an expression of fear. This is just to make things clear. A country called Earth everywhere. A country called Earth everywhere. No more parties in SA. Please. No more parties in SA. That's just freestyle. I had to let that out. Peace to all, fear of none. This is Yasin Bey. At this present time, I am currently in Cape Town, South Africa, and I'm being prevented from leaving unjustly, unlawfully, and without any logical reason. They're saying that they want to deport my family. They're making false claims against me. Some of these government officials, even in the press, are making false claims against me, saying that my travel document that I was traveling with is fictitious, which it is not. Anyone can do the research about the world passport. It's not a fictitious document. It is not meant to deceive or derive unlawful benefit from any nation state at all. In fact, world passport has been accepted here on numerous occasions in South Africa, in ports, Johannesburg, and Cape Town, as early as 1996 and as late as 2015. You can see the stamps that there at the World Service Authority for anyone to investigate. To quote Little Dirk, I am not a liar. I've made no false claims. I have not misrepresented myself. I'm under unnecessary state supervision and scrutiny, and I have reason to believe or suspect that there are political motivations behind the way that I'm being treated, because this is following no reasonable trend of logic, and it's also it's curious. I haven't broken any law, and I'm being treated like a criminal. I know I'm not unique in that regard, and I am grateful that I'm here with my family. I haven't been physically harmed or anything like that. However, I have been detained. People in this state have taken punitive action against me. Unnecessarily. There's no reason I had to spend any time in a cell. There's no reason I had to have police come to my house damn near 6 days later for something that happened at the airport where nobody arrested me and none of that ever happened at all. This is not an administration of justice, and all I seek is to leave the state. I'm not looking to state any future claims against them for damages and none of that. People keep whatever little state jobs that they worried about concerned about losing because I'm not, I just want to go home. And I don't live in America, and I have a right to domicile wherever I please without fear or without interference. The state of South Africa has interfered with my ability to move or to even fulfill my professional obligations unnecessarily. And that's fine. We don't have to be enemies, and we don't have to be friends either. My family and I are prepared immediately to make whatever move that we need to make outside of the state, never to return to the state again. We don't have to be here. We're not pining to be here, and we're complying in every possible way, reasonably. Just today, state officials visited my domicile asking questions about me and my family, and they had no right to do so. I have legal representation here who they can easily contact. They're contravening and breaking all type of international law, and it's untenable for me to just sit by and just let this go on. And I know it's been a lot of chatter about what's going on. You know, people are running to the press because that's just, you know, a money-making machine. So it's another exploitive measure to try to turn this into some soap opera, some telenovela, and I have no interest in it. Furthermore, related, but not directly related to this, I'm retiring from the music recording industry as it is currently assembled today, and also from Hollywood, effective immediately. I will be releasing my final album this year, and that's that. Peace to all. Fear of none. Thank everyone for their time. Much success to you, even if you wish me the opposite, as Nas said. And I'm on the side of the right, so people can wish however they want. But I ain't nobody's, I ain't no threat or hazard to nobody. I really try to mind my business. What people think about me is none of my business, and I'm not here to change people's opinions about me. You don't have to like me. You don't have to like everything that I say. The fact is that I have hurt no one. I have injured no parties. And all I require, and is my lawful right, is innocent passage to my domicile. That is all. In summary, I will say this. I will close with a simple prayer. To the one who has created the all, you know me better than I know myself. And I know myself better than people know me. So forgive me for whatever they know or do not know. Make me better than whatever is said. And do not make me responsible for whatever is said. Amen. Amen. Allahumma amen. And I'll close for you, Ye, with the verse that I kicked for you on December 31st when you was in Atlantic City and you announced that you and Kim were having Nori. And shout out to Madlib and Otis and Michael and his entire family and to Mama Jackson and to the whole Jackson clan in L.A. I wish you and your family the best, your mother. You know, reach out to me, Egon. You know, y'all know how to reach me. Shout out to Corey Smith. Shout out to my brother, Talib Kweli. Salam to my brother, Kamal Fareed, Ali Shaheed, Muhammad Islam, all of the Zulu Nation. The Zulu Nation real here, the real Zulus. My brother, Sia Bonga, the Madlalas. All of the people here who have supported me, this is no reflection on you. I love the people of this country. I love this continent. I do not have to sit idly by and just be persecuted unfairly by a state. They wasted enough of my time, and I'm through with you, Felicia. You know, we're through. I don't want nothing from you. You can keep the records, the sweatshirts, everything is no problem. But I end with this verse that I want to put on. No more parties in L.A. if you would kindly allow me, my dear brother Kanye. And shout out to K. Lamar, too. I see you, my dude. Lonely America, Crazy America, Loud Ass Country Ass Cocaine America, Lethal America, Carcinogen Asthma, Carburetor Smoke Throughout Your Blood Plasma, Lights and Camera Action, Surveillance, Helicopters, Teleprompters, Glossy Newscasters, Rich Fool Bastards, Warm Migrant Workers, Cold Murder and Traffic. Welcome to Lost Stop right there. Biggie got shot right here, Angeles. Hollywood hoes, handguns. Peace to all, fear of none. This is Bay. Love. One.